talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, and oh my goodness, that was like tires screeching on the runway to start this show today, because the conversations during the break are sometimes more interesting than the show itself. But we're going to make this show interesting today because it's a getaway Friday. It's the last day of May 2019, 5:31, 19, 15 minutes past the hour. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and the Wheeze here on the Exchange Club, and boy, do we have topics galore today. But the first thing we want to do is certainly everybody here at the station, staff and crew and everybody involved, and I know the whole city of Marion, want to congratulate Charlie Evers, who's going to be honored tomorrow night at the big Celebrate Marion event.
I'm so sorry. Seven,
and you can go see Charlie be honored and see a great musical performance at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Palace Theater, $10. Charlie will be honored with Martha Dowse and Kensel Clutter and people of that nature. And Charlie, as far as broadcasting goes in Marion, they could not have picked a better choice.
Wow. Golly.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm worried
Charlie.
About him, though. He's got a long list of instructions that he's got to follow to make this right.
Yeah, oh, don't bring that up. I mean, Charlie will make
okay,
it.
You
Charlie's
got it.
Got it.
He's got it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, really.
Congratulations.
Well,
all right, thank you.
On being... What's the award called?
Beats Me.
Okay, well,
that's not the title. But
it's very prestigious. It is, because it's the mayor will be there, and the lady who runs downtown Marion will
Clarissa
be there.
Yeah.
And you guys will all be there.
Clarissa Myers is from Bucyrus.
Well, I'm going to go tomorrow, I think.
Are you?
Maybe.
Do you have clothes for it?
Do you have a dress?
Well, Brandy can't go because she doesn't have a formal dress.
She has four.
This is what happened before the show.
Well, that's not the real formal. The formal part is the meal before.
Well, what do I have to wear to this thing? Can I wear like a sports coat with jeans?
Well, no, I do.
He can't do that. You're going for the meal.
Are you coming?
No, he's
are
not
you
going to the meal.
No, I'm not going to the meal.
That's $100.
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh,
gonna,
you can
sprinkle I'm
going to
stop
that.
At McDonald's on the way and get some French fries.
Now, but, what I'm wondering, I don't want to spill food on my good suit. So what do
yes.
you do?
Put
take off
and
put a bib.
Yeah.
What?
A bib.
Oh, he's got to wear something.
Well, yeah,
I bet they'll
could.
Have. I bet
I
they'll
could.
Have. I bet they'll have cloth napkins.
Maybe
for
I just take
dinner.
Off my suit coat.
Just
I
take off
that.
Your suit coat. Yeah. But in any event, what happened before the show was I. Why do you do that? I'm not even going to turn on your microphone anymore. Just please.
I have to prepare myself.
No, here's what happens, because this is what happened. We were having a very polite conversation talking about Charlie's big honor tomorrow and this big event. I just want to let everybody know it's a big formal
we're all
event.
Excited. Yep.
They put a big Celebrate Marion sign, or Marion Maid sign, up in the lobby, and it's a photo opportunity, and people take pictures and all this sort of thing.
This is coming around to you, Brandy.
It is,
I'm
have to dress formally.
An even larger event downtown tomorrow
is the car show.
The car show.
The car show. In the afternoon.
Right.
So you have to wear, you know, at least a sports coat if you're a guy, and a tie, and possibly girls, I think, have to wear dresses and things of that nature.
You wouldn't have to be so formal for the entertainment part.
So I can wear jeans. I can be comfortable.
The meal part
is what if they just if anybody wants to take a picture of me, they can take it from the waist up.
You need to ask Clarissa before you wear jeans.
Oh, Clarissa.
Yeah, you need to confirm that. Yeah.
Who is she running the show?
That's what her name's on his sheet.
Yeah, but she's not running the show, is she? Dean Jacobs running the show.
Yeah.
Well,
Dean,
they call him and ask
Dean,
him what the dress
I'm
goes.
Wearing
well,
jeans.
You can't wear jeans to
for
that.
For the entertainment part, though, it's not...
There you go.
I don't think it's that dress up.
No.
It's
no.
the meal part.
Right.
That
so
starts at 5:30 and lasts till 7.
And all I did was early on in the show, because I thought Brandy, you know, who gets around to all these events in town, these big public gatherings.
Said events.
Here we go.
What was wrong with saying that, Charlie? You've gotten around to a lot of events in your day. Okay, anyway. And all I said was, Brandy, do you have a dress to wear to this event tomorrow?
No, that was it. No.
I didn't hear it like that.
What happened?
Okay, well,
what happened?
That's what I remember.
We were talking about Charlie's event. You asked me if I was going. I said no. You said, would you even have a dress for this? I said, yes, I have
you
dresses.
You implied that
then
she would.
We went on to further conversation, and when there was a lull in the conversation, there was a long pause, and then Scott, out of nowhere, said, well, do you have a dress?
Well, because you didn't answer.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You've asked her five times, and she said yes.
Do you have a dress?
She's got four.
I have several formal dresses.
I've just never seen you in a dress. That's
well,
all I'm
I
saying.
I don't wear formal dresses to the radio show. What would
I've
be the
seen,
point?
You should
I've
do
seen
that.
You, listen, I've seen you in public. You've never had a dress on.
Yeah, when have you seen me at a formal event?
I thought the election day was a very formal event.
But you
I
guys didn't
see
speak.
You in a dress on that day.
You guys just kind of briefly
yeah,
waved.
But if you'd had a dress on, I would have came down.
Why?
Because I would have said, hey, my God, I can't believe you're in a dress.
I'm never wearing a dress to election day.
Did you ever notice the ladies on TV wearing slacks? That's fine. And when they wear a dress, all you see is their kneecaps and their heavy calves, maybe.
Oh, yeah. My word.
And the dress makes them look...
Yeah.
Is that why you don't wear dresses, Brandy?
No, I have beautiful legs.
Do you have heavy calves?
I don't know.
How's your kneecaps?
She was talking about her arms. She was talking about her arms.
Knees?
I don't know.
You were talking
about...
There
was once a man, when I was out walking, who whistled at me and said, I love a girl with thick legs. Yeah.
So, that, I think that's
there
great.
You go.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that a comp?
He doesn't mean like thick, like what?
Did your
just
husband
like,
know that?
They're probably defined.
I
they're
told
firm.
Him.
But your husband's got fish arms, so he wouldn't
oh,
go out.
Man,
and,
not you
fish
said
fish
arms, on,
noodle arms.
Noodle arms. Oh, see,
What's
he's not going to like that.
What's a noodle arm?
Why are you he talking about your husband on the radio?
You're the one that brought him up.
No, you said he had noodle arms.
You said he had fish arms.
What's a fish arm?
Charlie, remember back in the day when this show actually sounded like a radio show and we actually had news stories and we did things properly?
Yeah,
boy, those days are gone.
Well, what do you have
gone.
For us to talk about besides noodles and fish?
And my undergarments and dresses.
No. I never asked about your undergarments. Weasel asked about your undergarments.
No, I...
Wow, you're
going to make noodle arms
trouble.
Mad. Yeah. No, I said, do you have the kind of... I'd forget it.
Okay.
I'm excited for you, Charlie.
Congratulations, Charlie. That's what we wanted to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
after
all
that.
Proud of you.
Yeah, we are.
But see, this is the problem. Brandy comes in before the show, and I think she's devoid of human contact during the week. And she comes in, and she starts talking about working out and having big
she
arms
weights, yeah.
and thick legs and all this
we
sort of thing.
We were specifically talking about...
God bless
that
you.
That was all in
Listen,
context.
We've got stuff to talk
Scott
about
just,
here today.
Yeah.
We can't be talking about that sort of thing.
Oh, my word.
All
I'm
right.
proud of both of you.
Now,
Wheeze
watched this the other day because he sent me a message right after it happened and said, what do you think? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Robert Mueller.
The Robert, not
yeah.
Mueller. Why do people keep
Mueller.
Saying
Mueller.
Mueller? It's Mueller.
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 It should be in German. It'd be Mueller.
That's what
but
I thought.
But he's not German.
I mean, they've
I am.
Mispronounced this for years.
It's
now, anyway, Mueller for the first time. God, can we do anything right here?
Say it again, Charlie.
Mueller.
Just like Bueller.
Mueller.
Mueller's a
yeah, you go to the mall.
English
it
pronunciation.
Is.
Okay, well, tell me how to pronounce Brett Favre.
Well, there's another.
See?
Yeah.
That
how
one
do you,
aggravates
how do you
me.
Do?
Trashy
Favre.
English?
It's,
that reminds
you
me.
Say?
But you don't
it's
like
French.
Aunt,
Favre.
Charlie.
Yeah.
You don't like
Favre.
Aunt.
No.
Favre.
Nobody's going to understand this show because everybody's talking at the same... Listen, it's a radio show. We can't all talk at the same time.
Yeah. Did Brett Favre... Did he play for the Packers?
Yes.
So did a guy that... His buddy that just died that played for the Packers.
Bart Starr,
yeah. We used to have a radio program... Featuring Bart Starr on Saturday mornings.
He was a big celebrity in his day.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like ludicrous.
Yeah.
He'll be on tomorrow.
I heard that.
Okay.
All right. Robert Mueller, the special counsel, resigned this week after a two-year, more than a two-year.
He resigned? I didn't hear that.
Did he resign?
Really?
During the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, he's done.
Oh.
But he wanted to give a press conference before he left. It took about 8 minutes. It was a very quick press conference. Says he's never going to speak again. Don't call me to Congress because just read the report. I don't want to say anymore. But this is the line that got everybody all wound up that day in his 8-minute conversation. I wrote it down so I don't quote it wrong. I don't paraphrase. This is what Robert Mueller said. If it was clear the president committed no crime, we would have said so. So this whole idea that he's innocent, the whole idea that Robert Mueller thought he was innocent, the whole idea that this was exoneration, and that's not my opinion, it's the man who conducted the investigation. His quote was, if it was clear the president committed no crime, we would have said so. But he said, basically, because Department of Justice guidelines say you cannot indict a sitting president, that that's why an indictment did not happen. But basically, he was pretty much saying, Congress, do your job.
But didn't Barr, when he initially made the announcement,
said
that Mueller, did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Said that the Department of Justice guidelines had no...
Didn't have impact.
Impact.
Well,
but then Mueller came out and said it
did. Said something different yesterday.
So what's all that mean?
How many years now
has this investigation... How many years were the Benghazi investigations
going on? Well, that too. But, well, they aren't
not
active
done.
In that investigation anymore. Not since Mueller
isn't it bothersome, though, that he said... We're talking about the president of the United States. I don't care if he's Republican, Democrat, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton. Who cares? When the investigator says, if it was clear the president committed no crime, we would have said so, which means...
Does that mean he was saying so right there in that statement?
What? Yes. How do you take it?
He's saying so in that statement.
That he committed a crime.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's saying that there needs to be... Further
another
investigation.
2 years. Another
there,
2 years of investigation.
There needs to be Congress. Congress needs to do their job. And part of the problem is that, like, I was reading a newspaper article, and I cannot remember which newspaper it was, but they were interviewing a woman from Michigan, which is important to me because I'm from Michigan, and she was saying she's a Republican, she had voted for Amash and Donald Trump, and that she was completely confused by what Justin Amash was saying, because she, according to her own words, gets her news from conservative outlets, and she had not ever heard that there was anything negative in the Mueller report about Donald Trump. So she was completely taken aback when her representative in Congress came out and said, it's time to start impeachment proceedings.
Well, I believe there's going to be an impeachment. It's
was that
just...
Debbie Dingell?
No. She was a Republican. Debbie Dingell isn't a Republican.
Okay.
I do believe that there's eventually going to be an impeachment because the...
No, they're Democrats are afraid if they promote impeachment that they'll lose votes and they'll be out of office.
They could do an inquiry, though. And
I don't... Well, see, this
That's
is...
what's holding up the impeachment progress.
Well, but this was a false equivalency that I heard the other day, because apparently the common wisdom is, and it has been said, that because the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton, that they lost...
Well, his approval rating went up to, 72%?
Right, but somebody pointed out the other day, which is true, that Al Gore did not get elected in the next presidential election.
Right.
And that was his
vice.
And the economy was good, and Al Gore was Bill Clinton's boy. He was his vice president, and he did not get elected. George W. Bush did. So this is a little different. Now, might it swing congressional districts? Sure, it might, because they don't want that to happen. But as far as the presidency goes, the last time a president was impeached, well, matter of fact, Nixon almost being impeached led to Ford losing to Carter.
Right.
And Clinton being impeached saw Al Gore lose to George W. Bush. So it's not good for the president. And to this day, it follows Bill Clinton around. It followed his wife around in the last election.
So didn't Mueller also say, because there's an investigation into how this started, the whole investigation.
Well, what
said that it should have, should all be concerned.
What I was really, because listen, Donald Trump is fine, he's the president, and you have to say that and give him his due for the things he's done. Unemployment's at a record low right now, and he is the president. But Mueller also said in that whole bit that the election was compromised last time. That's a big, big thing. And boy, it really upset Hillary Clinton. She was speaking at a college that day, and boy, I think about Hillary Clinton sometimes, and I think, God, how must she feel to know that because somebody, a Republican pundit said, well, after Mueller spoke, basically Hillary won, and she just got it put to her by the Russians. I mean, do you think, Brandy, that's what we're saying now that we're at the end of this?
Who's we?
Well, I mean, I think the country. I think a lot of people are saying that.
Well, I mean, obviously not enough people, because there still seems to not be. I don't think as a country yet that we have decided that Russia has interfered with the election is a fact. There are still plenty of people, because Donald Trump keeps going out and saying, you know, no, the Russians did not. Putin said he wasn't involved.
That's okay.
And so I don't think we actually have that baseline of factual agreement yet in this country.
Yeah, but do you think it's going to go down in the history books after all that we've learned that Hillary Clinton ran a bad campaign and she was just a big loser? I don't think it reads that way anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not how I feel about it, so.
I mean, what do you think, Weed? You talked about Hillary a few weeks ago.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Brandy's right. It depends what media you listen to, what you watch, and it's...
Well, does anybody have
fed,
any?
I don't know.
Does anybody have any doubt that the election was messed around with?
I think it was. Yeah,
okay. I think there are people who have doubt though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there are people who have doubt, but there are people who have doubt we landed on the moon.
that's right.
Or that the Earth is round.
Yeah. So I mean, that's just the way life is. But I'm saying that Hillary Clinton, I don't know, has to. It's an interesting burden to carry around that I don't think any other presidential candidate will ever have to carry around.
Did anybody ever look at those emails, supposedly, that she did away with?
Well, that's an interesting question, because as soon as the election was over, all of a sudden that stopped. Nobody cared anymore about her emails.
Well, the election is a done thing, until the investigation started.
Well, I'm just saying, if Hillary's emails were such a big deal and she really did commit a crime, why did losing the election stop the investigation into her emails?
Well, it's the same thing with, like, Nixon. Like, you know, we know that Nixon was involved in some kind of criminal activity, and yet he never, you know, faced any... It's frustrating, I think, for me as a voter to... see that these people are never held accountable. If Hillary did something wrong, she should be held accountable.
Right.
If, you know, Richard Nixon did something wrong, she should be held accountable. There shouldn't be a different standard for the leaders of our country than there is for the average citizen. That doesn't serve anybody. That's not
right.
What America
Hillary
was founded
should be
on.
Hillary should be thrown in the clink if she did something wrong. Sure.
Anybody
Lock
should.
Her up.
That's
the, Lock yeah. her up. You got it. Anyway,
it just doesn't matter what side you're on, what political party.
When Clinton was impeached, he didn't lose his power as president, did he?
No, well, because he was not removed.
Yeah, the Senate didn't remove
him. Okay,
so
are they considering an impeachment with Trump to remove him?
The vote will happen in the Senate.
You can vote to limit the president's power in Congress, though.
Yeah, but people forget that there will be a trial in Congress irregardless, and that's what's damaging. That's what hurt Clinton in the popularity. I mean, the Senate didn't remove him, but boy, going through with a fine-tooth comb what he did and why he did it is where he got in big trouble.
So what does that mean? If they do an inquiry, then... the administration now can't hold it up in court, right? They can just have access to everything.
If you're impeached, that's a trial.
So
then
they can get it, and that, I think that's what
once
the
it goes
is.
To the Senate, it's a trial.
But
if they really try to impeach Clinton, there's this terrific undercurrent of support for now
Trump.
A tremendous support for Trump. All the religions in America are backing Trump, mainly, I think, because of his stand against abortion.
I don't know if he should be impeached or not. All I'm saying is this is what Mueller said. I doubt we're going to hear from him again. And will it make anybody change their mind? It seemed to me more people... Nancy Pelosi said impeachment's not off the table for the first time.
And she's afraid. She's afraid if she promotes that, she'll lose.
I think the important thing about impeachment would be that maybe the nation would then pay attention to what is actually going on. Because I think there are people who have decided on one side and people who have decided on another side already. And if impeachment proceedings happened, you know, that tends to be something that the country would tune into. And then the facts would be laid bare. Because if you're only listening to one camp or the other, in terms of where you get your news, you're not getting the full story. That's the fact. If you haven't read the Mueller report yourself, you're not getting all the facts. And there are, you know, nobody wants to sit around and read 400 and some pages of legal jargon, well, you know?
Well, here's the problem. This moves on to our second story of the week. There was a video, I believe it was last Friday, that went around of Nancy Pelosi that made her look drunk and made her look confused. Now, we have seen what the real video is from C-SPAN. It was doctored up to make her look confused. But all that being said, the point is, it was being shared on Facebook. And when Facebook said, yes, it has been doctored, but they also said, we're not going to take it down. And the reason they said we're not going to take it down is because we're not a news site. Now, we know that 60% of people get their news from Facebook, and your feed is called a news feed.
Right.
So guess what? You're in the news business. And this is the problem. This is why so many people are confused, which is what you're talking about, because they get their news from Facebook, and Facebook is not monitoring it to see what's true. And even if something is false, they just let it roll anyway.
So is it true that the administrations shared that video too, like the president?
I think so.
Yep.
Are you sure it on Twitter?
Probably.
I don't even know what that means. I don't do that, so I don't.
All I'm saying is this excuse Facebook is using about we're not a news site and we don't regulate that, that's getting a little.
There was statistics just came out, I think it was yesterday, the accuracy of Facebook on anything.
Pitiful.
And it was very pitiful.
It's pitiful.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, you know, that's that.
Randy's right. You have to look at both sides. Whether you're a Fox News or a CNN, you have to educate yourself on both sides so you know what's going on 100%, I think. But people don't do that.
Nobody does.
And always go to the source, you know? Like, if they're talking about the Mueller report is available for everyone to read. You can go check it yourself. If they're talking about, you know, something that the president tweeted or whatever, you can go read those tweets for yourself. It's out there.
Where do we get it?
Twitter.com.
Mueller report.
You're talking about the Mueller report?
The Mueller report, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If we wanted to read it,
it's
where
all
do we
over.
Find it?
Just Google it.
Go
wherever.
Your local bookstore.
It is. There's a book out.
You can get
there's
it on
book
Amazon,
out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So there's that. But Facebook's got to get over this. We're not a news site.
Yeah, but they're not regulated like by the FCC.
No,
like,
but they should be.
They should be.
You've gotten too big. If that's where the country's getting their news,
because
somebody's
some of the news
take
stations were downgraded just to entertainment, and that's what they're saying they are. So they can call it whatever they want. But
if they did that with Facebook, they would also have to do that with all the other news networks.
Well, I don't know. It's a sad world because you want people to get all the information they can, but nobody's really getting the truth, and that's a scary thing. That may be the end of civilization if nobody really knows what's going on.
Well, we all have to take responsibility for our own individual, you know, consumption of this stuff. And
yeah, but people tend to read things that they like. So people, it's preaching to the choir.
That's why that lady had no idea
what
her congressman said or whoever said.
And, you know, she should go out now that she's heard. Like, if I heard my congressman come out and say something that was completely against what I expected him to do, I would have to go research further. I would have to find out more information. I would be calling his office and asking questions.
But most people don't do that.
Right.
They don't want to, though, because that's not
there. We need to be involved.
But there's also a lot of negative stuff out there about President Trump that's not true. I mean, all kinds of horrible stuff. So it goes both ways.
Of course.
I
saw somebody share a story last night that Mike Pence is in hiding because, I mean, just by the headline, I knew it was stupid and fake, but they shared it.
But not everybody knows that.
And everybody knows it, and that's the problem.
It's kind of like the National Enquirer.
Yes.
See in the supermarket.
That's what I wish.
Same
people,
thing.
Aliens are coming to get us.
Yeah, I wish people saw Facebook that way. I wish they saw it as National Enquirer.
I think more are starting to, but yes, I do think there is a.
But a lot of people see that.
It's not just Facebook. It's all social media. It's Twitter. It's Instagram. It's Snapchat. Anywhere that somebody can share, you know, their opinion or what's going on, or put a link or whatever, you're going to get.
I have family members who share like missing persons things, and if you click on the article and go into it, it could be from 2 years ago. They've already been found.
Well,
yeah,
like, you know what I've seen?
You can't.
Like when a celebrity dies, they'll share it, and it's from like 5 years ago. They've been dead five years, and I think
they're not dead, and you didn't even read it.
The national, like the ABC News at night, last night they showed this lady being chased by a shark. And they talked about that, I think, three times before they came to the actual thing. It was the same thing. The shark never got close to her. And
that's
that was
ridiculous.
It. I hate,
but they kept
cable
your attention.
News. Like, yeah, like I don't watch it because it feels to me like it's the same stuff over and over and over. Yeah. And then, yeah,
oh, it is every 5 minutes,
5 seconds.
It's annoying.
It's like fast food
news.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't need news. You know, 24 hours a day. We need news when it's happening.
I don't like the crawl. Because I'm not sure. Am I supposed to read the crawl or watch what they're saying?
No, because they've already said it 5 times, so you're bored.
But
the crawl actually says things that they're not saying. All they're talking, Trump, 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 Trump. But the crawl says North Korea just blew up a mountain or something.
So you're going to train your left eye on the main screen, your right one to read the crawl.
By the way, he's by the way, Mr. North Korea is not paying attention to much anymore and blowing things up.
You see where
he executed
those guys?
So apparently,
I didn't see that.
Because talks have failed with the U.S., and so he executed his advisor. Yeah.
So apparently,
and he does it in a grotesque way.
Apparently, it didn't go as well as we all thought.
No.
Wow.
He's nuts. You can't deal with crazy.
You can't negotiate with dictators. I mean, what are we doing?
So I say to my kids, negotiate with terrorists.
I don't negotiate with terrorists. Who said that? Ronald Reagan said that. Yeah. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Now, now we got to get to some fun stories since we did all the heavy stuff. With 20 minutes left to go, a new study claims that Leonardo da Vinci had ADHD. Did you see that?
Did they have Adderall back then?
They didn't. I don't know what he did. Wasn't it Da Vinci who cut off his ear?
Yeah, but that's not a side effect of ADHD, is it?
It could have been. He might have been bored.
Oh, so you
haul off. Did it matter he had that?
That's what I'm...
I think it's saying that brilliant... They're pointing out that a brilliant person, a very accomplished person, had this disease because so many people have it today.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently that story didn't... I mean,
do you
think it might be...
Now, I can go to Hobby Lobby and buy a lot of his models.
Right.
I bought a clock once. His invention never did work. Maybe that's why.
The ADHD.
The ADHD.
It said that. I should have said that on the box.
It's a heavy...
You can buy a catapult.
Oh, the trebuchet thing. Yeah. That's right.
Well, let's get on to a topic that we talk about every week, and that's... relationships. Now, this is interesting because... Did you get your dress? I thought maybe something happened over
right
there.
When you do that, it makes her nervous.
Does it? Why?
It's just... My kids always laugh because they know that Scott is going to bring up relationships, marriage, and that he's going to hate on it.
No, no. Oh. Here's because... Listen, you know why this
There's
happened.
There is an underlying factor.
We never talked about anything that was personal on this show for a long time. And then one week, we got into a conversation about The Bachelor, and people called and emailed and messaged. People like people... So we can do hard news for 25
this
minutes.
This show is ADHD. That's what you name it.
That's what
That's
it is.
That's what it is.
It's an ADHD. But people are interested in this stuff because it is in their everyday life. People do get bored.
Tell us everything.
Why would we argue? I don't know.
Somebody messaged me and said that they thought Charlie and I should have a charity boxing match.
They're going to beat each other up.
True. Yeah. See? There is a lot of anger here from time to time.
There's no anger. We disagree, but we're not angry with each other.
Well, let's see if we agree or disagree on this, that snooping through, I guess partner means that you're not married, but okay, snooping through your partner's phone is the leading cause of ending relationships now. Now, how about that?
Yep.
You think that's true?
Well, there's no
Who
trust.
Said that? Facebook?
Facebook said that.
Everything on Facebook's true.
I reposted it this morning. No, I
you
think that's a bad
trust.
Idea.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't go through somebody's phone because you're going to find things that are out of context.
Well, I don't think that's true. Like, what would that mean?
Well, like, you know, like if Brandy's husband went through her phone, he would probably find that conversation she had with that old boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't understand that it was about this show and did she pay for dinner back in 1985.
But she was honest with him about, hey, I reached out to this guy.
But I'm saying if she hadn't, and he would have just picked up her phone, he might have misread that.
No, I think that it ends relationships not because they find things out of context, but because the person who finds out that their partner is looking through their phone feels violated. It is a violation of trust. And then you think, oh, they don't trust me. they're expecting me to cheat or, you know,
and
whatever.
And then you go cheat.
And, I mean, it's not good. You have to have, don't go right? cheat.
You do?
Well, you do. If they're looking through your phone, then you're like, okay, then let me go give them something to look at.
Charlie, do you believe this?
Anybody can look at my phone. I don't give a
shit. Right.
Do you have compromising stuff? Do you have compromising stuff on your phone?
No.
See, I don't either. I you can go through my, but...
Well, there's nothing there.
But I'm saying that Brandy's right. If you're doing that snooping, you've got trust issues, and then that other person's violated, so it's not going to work. Why would that work?
Yeah, like if you found out that your wife was... Because you're married. Oh. Scott has no one. So
that's not true.
If your wife was going through your phone and you found out about it and you asked her, you know, why are you going through my phone?
Because I
found
this.
And she said, you know, she said, well, I just want to make sure or something. Then all of a sudden you would think, wow, she doesn't trust me.
Yeah, and she's going to lose the best thing that ever happened to her.
No, I'm kidding. You want to talk about this on your show tomorrow morning?
We will. I think
you got to bring this up.
You know what? We'll just go through each other's phones live on the...
Do it. Do it.
Go.
So you're saying if your husband went through your phone, you would consider that a violation and the marriage would be over?
Oh, you know he had. No. I bet he has.
I bet he's went through your phone.
Like when you go to sleep?
No.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
What happens? I understand not going through the phone, but what happens when you go to your wife or girlfriend's phone and you find a new picture of her?
Then,
I mean, that changes the whole story right there.
Certainly
I mean,
it does.
That's how I feel.
Well, the outcome's always going to be the same. If you find bad things or you don't, it's over anyways.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hey,
all right.
Baby, I
just thought I'd bring that up.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
740-383-9944.
You call in, but you know something that's interesting about that? What I notice is a lot of people take pictures at the gym now, and a lot of those pictures are a little compromised looking, and if you saw that out of context, you might think that that's odd. If you didn't
there's
know
only
that
one way to use a treadmill, like you can't...
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, as long as you're open with your partner, you shouldn't have any secrets or things like that. Or
like an open relationship.
On the phone that each other aren't supposed to know about. You need to be open and honest with each other, whether it's an old boyfriend or someone new you just met or whatever. Being deceitful and secretive is the best way to lose someone's trust very, very quickly.
I think you're right.
Correct.
Thank you for calling.
But see, the other thing, like...
I just want to point something out before you go into your soliloquy. I just got...
I love those flowers. I like tiger lilies, too.
I just got chastised for doing personal relationship topics. Now, two calls immediately as soon as we get into the relationship stuff. The news stuff, nobody cares about. You get into this stuff, this is what they want to talk about.
It's real life.
So there you go. You were wrong, and I was right.
No.
Say it.
I didn't say that you wouldn't get calls.
You said, my kids always think that Scott's going to go on, and...
And you do. They are correct. Every time you come on and you say, love's awful, don't get married.
No, love is fine. Love is fine. I'm just saying that I don't think that people marry for love anymore.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
But see, you can hide stuff on your phone, too.
Why would you do that?
Well, you can download an app.
Don't tell people that. What?
You can get a passcode, or like it'll look like a camera. You can do all that. So if you're going to cheat, that's how you do
it. Well, it's just like the thing that they put on people now. They put like the phone finder,
no,
you know, like
cheat.
The location finder on your phone. Well, if you were having an affair, wouldn't you leave the phone in the car? I mean, why would you take that with you to your affair?
What, your phone?
Yeah, if you knew it had an app finder on it, why would you take it with you?
You would just have to turn the location sharing off.
Yeah, but if you went off, I think that causes suspicion. But if you parked your car in a parking lot, like where somebody knew you would be, like the grocery store, you could leave your phone in the car, and they would think you were at the grocery store, when really you're in the car with the girl going someplace else.
Wow, you guys are...
Boy.
No, but that's true. Isn't that how you get around that? You don't shut it off, because it... Well, I don't know anything about that, but what I'm saying is that I heard you can
He's
do
just
that.
Thought about it an awful lot.
No, I'm just saying that some people.
I'd like to see his phone.
His spare time.
Yeah. Some people are in possessive relationships,
so they got to seem normal. That if you turn that off,
and they'll tell you
at 11:30 at night.
Right. If it goes off,
keep it on. Hey, they're at Walmart buying beef.
Right. Right.
Instead,
they won't think that you're out doing other things.
Yeah.
But if you are the person who's having the affair, it's stupid to turn it off, or it's stupid to take it with you because you know that's going to rat you out. So why would I, that's why I don't understand why that app finder.
If you're at that point, you should just end that. Like that's
yeah, but some people don't like to do that because they need to come home to somebody.
What has this show become?
Wow.
No, that's true. I mean, not everybody in a relationship likes each other all the time.
For everybody who thinks that Charlie and I don't like each other, Charlie and I always agree when it comes to this sort of stuff. Yeah. We are always on the same side.
I'm
just right down the middle. I'm not on a side.
He'll just tell you how to
But I'm not on a bad side here. I'm just saying
keeps everyone safe.
That I think you know what? Here's what I think. I think that people See, you think I'm bad on love. No, I think love happens. I just think people don't marry for love. When Marge was here, a very well-respected psychologist, I remember one of the last conversations we had, she said that she knew of a girl going down the aisle who was looking for her next husband. She hadn't even married the first guy yet. Now, that to me is dating in 2019.
But that was not in 2019. Yeah. First of all, Marge's story did not happen.
It happened in recently.
I don't
was.
Think she
yeah,
said it
I
was
I think 2017.
Recent.
Well, how does she know she was looking so. For... I don't get that.
Because the woman went up to her after the wedding and said, as I was going down the aisle, I was looking for my next... Because Marge was a psychiatrist.
Because they had to pay off that wedding. Those are expensive.
There you go.
But you can't use one anecdote as evidence.
I can't picture anyone telling anybody, I was looking for my next husband.
Well, Marge was a psychiatrist.
Well, I certainly don't
Good
think...
Good grief.
Yeah.
Marge was a psychiatrist.
Lie about it.
No,
I mean,
but I think it probably happened in a confessional in one of her therapy meetings.
Oh, on the couch. Like the,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. She didn't tell us the name or anything. And Marge was retired by that point. But
you just made it seem like she did her vows and then went right over and said, I was looking for
her. Well, that's what Marge said. Marge said as she was going down the aisle, she said she was looking for the next...
I'd be curious to see if those folks are still married.
Fat chance.
I bet they are.
I bet you... I'm not going to bring it up. But what I think is that this does happen because wedding jitters bring it. That's really don't do this.
No,
have you experienced wedding jitters?
Yes, I was engaged once, and
but you weren't married. You weren't
right.
That's
I got
the, problem.
The jitters kicked
away.
In. The jitters kicked
but
in.
But that's not always the case. It's normal to have nervous feelings about something that you're committing your entire life to.
That's right.
I mean, people get tattoo jitters, and they get
Why
ear piercing
tattoos?
Jitters,
that's
and I mean, it, like
they
none
do?
Of it is as big as marriage.
Well, it's gonna hurt.
But,
they get tattoo jitters.
Yeah, you're sitting there in the waiting
Did you
room
have tattoo jitters?
No.
Oh, you never had anything. You're perfect. I forgot.
No,
excuse
it's not.
Me.
Oh my
wow.
gosh.
Did you have wedding jitters?
You're correct. I am perfect. Thanks for acknowledging.
Golly.
Brandy didn't have wedding jitters.
No,
she proposed to her husband.
I did not have wedding jitters, and
they met on the internet.
He didn't either.
You
they
did?
Met. Yeah, we met on the internet.
You had wedding jitters?
No.
How did you meet on the internet? Like Grindr or something?
No, Grindr didn't even exist.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
What?
Well, I don't know what that is. I just know the app.
Oh, my God.
He knows
like a dating
what that is.
Site, right?
A
I don't
Grindr?
Know what that is.
Nope.
A Grindr
Charlie.
Is a sub sandwich in the eastern part of the country.
Exactly right. It's a
it
submarine
is.
Sandwich.
That's right.
Exactly what we're talking about, a sub sandwich.
But see, they're happily married. That works.
Scott thinks my marriage is not happy. He said that
no,
last week.
No, I never
I can
said
tell
that.
By her
you
eyes.
Absolutely did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You said Brandy's married, but I don't believe it's happy.
He doesn't think that your husband exists because he's never met him.
Yeah, now that
some
I,
of my neighbors
that, that's
believe
true.
He doesn't exist
yeah.
either.
Your neighbors haven't even seen your husband? That's I mean, I can understand why I wouldn't see him, but your
Does
neighbors
he not
haven't
mow?
Seen him?
Nope, I mow.
God.
That's why he has the noodle arm. You need to get him out and mow.
Well, see, this is why he's... It's probably unhappy. All I'm saying is all I'm
we
saying
get
is
him on meds.
It's probably
Fine.
Unhappy on his end. I'm not saying
wow.
you're
So she should go
no,
through
that's
his
not
phone.
A, that's not a diss on you. All I'm saying is that maybe he's unhappy with you. This is not sounding any better.
Jeez,
I
Louise.
Think they're happily married. And
so
I
last
think
week,
be...
Scott wished me dead.
Yeah.
Now this week, he's
wish
saying
you dead.
Over.
Yeah.
No, when did I wish you dead?
Several times.
Yeah, about 11:53. About the same time.
Hey, we've never asked Scott.
Yes.
What he's thinking or why he's taking that 1 mile walk every night.
You, I
he
know
think, what. He thinks he's going to run into some gal.
Yeah, he is.
No, I run into the dogs out there.
You
is what I run into.
Geese,
and
too.
The geese.
How'd your he went on a date, but he won't talk about it.
This is not the you don't talk about your personal life on these programs.
You just said you get more calls if you talk about your personal life.
Your personal life,
your,
not my personal
nope,
life.
Tell
we
us
talk
about
your
date.
And this next subject on the thing is that high-fat diets cause depression, Charlie. Did you know that?
No. On first dates.
High-fat diets, that's a lie, though.
I know, but
I've seen a lot of people on those diets.
Boy, this show's going to end quickly today. I can feel that. It's going to come to a halt early. We're going to start playing polka music here in a second. That's all people are going to hear.
Where did you guys go on your date?
What did you have for dinner? Was it a
Charlie,
dinner
date? Tell me about the big award show tomorrow.
He brought it up. He's excited.
Maybe they went dumpstering.
Oh.
You know, that's exciting. Yeah,
that is.
Jumping in dumpsters?
Yeah, like curbing. Yeah. Or you can get coupons out of there. You can find furniture.
That's what we did. We went to the dumpster.
Your partner has to hold on to your feet. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you hold on to her feet?
I did. It was very polite.
He dropped her in. You know he did.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
She's probably still in it. We got to go find her.
He's like, I don't think this would be a happy marriage.
Should you pay? No, listen. But did you? You paid, right? On your date.
For what?
Food. You went to Ruby Tuesdays or something.
They went Dutch.
Yes, with one of my old boyfriends, not with my husband. He paid for our
All
first
I'm saying,
date.
I'm
you
not.
You went
I'm,
out on a date recently with an old boyfriend?
No.
Oh. That's how I took
Boy,
that. I had to clear it out.
It's just like having Leonardo da Vinci here.
No. This is way, way, way
Oh,
back.
So you didn't just recently date?
Nope.
Okay. So she's fine? Good.
All I'm saying is that maybe your husband might be unhappy and we wouldn't know because we don't know him. That's it.
I would just take her word. Is he happily married?
Well.
Does he tell you a lot that he's happy to be in that relationship?
Yes.
Do you guys say that I love you, like you're great, like blah, blah, blah?
He says I'm the perfect wife.
XOXO.
Oh.
He does.
Really?
Great.
Well, God bless.
I'm going to make him call in next week.
Good.
I'm done with this.
Well, I probably would like your husband if I knew him.
Oh.
He probably wouldn't like you.
No, he doesn't like me at all. I've said too many things over time now that...
You're wishing his wife dead, his perfect wife.
I don't
wife.
Wish you dead. Where
did.
Do you get... What did I say?
Did he not last week?
Yeah. What did I say, Charlie? I never wish anybody dead. What did I say?
And I know I know he's mad at you because she's been leaving her phone in the car.
I know.
My phone's right here.
It used to go off every time I said something bad.
I'm like, oh, it's
not
over.
True. It went off one time.
Because I picked on Beto O'Rourke. And what happened to him? Have we even heard? He's in the witness relocation program right
he's
now.
He's coming back out. Why.
I told you he was done.
He's
Beto.
He's back.
Who's going to vote for somebody
named
Beto?
But it wasn't
Beto.
In defense of him. It was just
a rude comment about me. But
yeah,
I'm okay with that because... I think he wouldn't like me because I... See, the phone just went off.
What is his name? Are you allowed to say his name, his first name?
He just texted
Please.
Me, and
I'm
he
nervous.
Said, you're the perfect wife on a horrible radio show.
Oh, I like him. I think he's great.
You can confirm that is what he said.
Well, he's got a sense of humor. Sense of humor.
That's not what I thought his name was going to be.
What's his name?
No,
what's
I
his
can't.
Name?
No,
what's his first name? I can't say his first name.
No.
Why?
He's very private. He doesn't.
His name is you.
I'm private too.
His name is. You're married to Hugh Downs, legendary news personality.
Yeah, no, we're just letting everybody think that she's married to a guy with reindeer.
That's right. Yeah, you told us his name, Jack Jones or something. What was
Jack
his name?
Jones.
I don't
what
know.
Why didn't you take Jones as your last name?
Downs.
It rhymes with.
I shouldn't have taken his
Dan.
Last name.
Oh, that was it. Okay, I hit it. I didn't know if I was going to get it or not. But listen.
He doesn't go by that.
Haven't we been through his name on this show before?
I don't think
I'm sorry we're talking about you. I don't mean to be talking about
you. Yeah,
you
do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
listen,
he does.
I'm glad you're... I hope one day we meet and you can call me all the names you want for all the things I've said, for all the reasons you've heard.
You should bring him in next week. Or at least call.
Yeah, he can call in.
This horrible show.
My son's been wanting to come in. We should have him on.
Yeah.
He would tell you how imperfect I am.
All right. Let's get him on here.
Okay. Brandy's kids next week.
All right.
On this horrible show.
Well, speaking of our final topic this week, it's kind of something you said. Oddly enough, it was written down here. That many people now say they do want open relationships. This has become a thing in 2019. I don't know why, but apparently fidelity is no longer important.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Have you tried it?
I can't even think of that. That would be, I mean, I use too much hand sanitizer.
740.
No, No, I'm just saying you get sick very easy. Hurt. You don't want to be around a lot of people.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, going in an entirely different direction.
Please do.
Thanks, Charlie.
Last night, my wife brought down from our attic, and I didn't know we had such old stuff in our attic. She brought down a perfect book, Little Black Sambo. The whole story, illustrated, from 1940. Go. Nothing wrong with it. It was Little Sambo. You know the story?
I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this book is just like it was published. 1940.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're not in the 1940s anymore.
Brandy's eyebrows couldn't get any higher on her face.
Well, we've had this conversation before.
And I have a big forehead, so that's saying a lot.
There are certain things you could talk about in the 40s, like Amos and Andy and things of that nature that you can't talk about now.
Little Black Sambo, you could have said Little White Sambo and whatever. There was nothing referring in the story to his color.
But the title itself is an implication of the story.
Okay, so what's wrong with the title? Little Black Sambo.
It's just like you would not take an ethnicity and throw it just in as a title.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You learned that in college?
Yeah, that's what I learned in college. You wouldn't say like name a story The Little Chinese Kid.
Oh, I thought I'd throw that in, though, just to mix it up a little bit.
No, it's true. I mean,
you could say The White Weasel Show.
It certainly is white. It's very, except tomorrow you have Ludacris on.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show.
At 9:15. And Patrick at 8:15.
Who's Patrick?
What? She's an avid listener.
Sorry.
So when I worked in Columbus on the radio, he was a member of the show, but he got fired for throwing keys at somebody.
He's a
good guy.
See, now that's real anger in the radio business, Charlie. Nobody's ever thrown their keys on this show.
That's why he has his wife on the show, to protect him.
Yeah, he does.
So, Charlie will be honored tomorrow night at the Palace.
Oh, I'm like, wait a second.
The big Celebrate Marian Gala tomorrow. Congratulations, Charlie. 7 p.m. $10 if people want to go and see the honoree, Martha Dowse being honored, Kenzel Clutter also being honored.
There's some special thing they're going to do to get Martha there.
I can't wait. I see Martha occasionally, and I'll be glad to see her honored. 75 years of dance in this town.
Tomorrow is also the Dowse Dance Studio recital.
Oh, is that right?
End of the year recital, so
she's
going to have a big day.
She's going to have a big day. Congratulations, Martha. 75 years in business in this town. Started it.
Doesn't sound like very long to me.
Stop, skip, and a jump.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Day.
Yeah.
Just another. And the Weasel Show, you got to wear formal clothes, though. And the Weasel Show will be on tomorrow morning.
Yep, just another show.
From 7:10 to 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Ludacris and Patrick and...
We're going to have a giveaway.
The one thing, and I don't think it's going to be mentioned, it wasn't put in the whole... My putting up the statue on the courthouse. Every day, anybody in Marion can see something that I did.
They left that off.
I don't know, but I don't think it was given to them.
Oh. Well,
somebody needs to get on that.
Yeah,
it was a long
that.
Time ago.
Add that. And do you have anything going on tomorrow, Brandy?
I'll be at the ballet recital, dance recital.
Now, do you have to dress formal for that?
Nope.
Okay.
She'll get up, lift weights, then you'll do the thing, and then she walks a mile at night or runs.
No, for an hour.
Hour.
What dance, what recital outfit is that? Martha's?
Yeah. The Dowse Dance Studio.
What time is it?
Recitals are at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, well, Martha will be able to make it to both
events. I used to go to those recitals.
I used to be the MC of those recitals.
I kept getting irritated because people kept poking me to wake me up.
Well,
I actually own a tutu. That's a dance thing, a tutu?
Yeah.
I think I own
one. All the little kids are so cute when they come out.
It used to be fun announcing it. I would just have. There were two shows at that point. There was one in the morning and one at night, and I would come up in the morning and do it. I'd do the introduction, and then I would leave and come back later on and do the night watch show. It was always a fun event. I liked it.
I have a granddaughter that just did a recital for another outfit. She's a ballerina, and that show goes right on through.
Well, after Joe passed away, one of my duties was walking Martha onto the stage, and I would introduce Martha at the beginning of the show. And one year she danced. She still had it.
She usually gets up and does a dance every year.
And she got that baton flying.
I can still see Joe sitting on top of the car in a parade, honking his
horn.
Horn, yeah, his telephone horn.
Thanks.
He was a clown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was buried with his clown outfit.
Oh, was he was?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, he's buried in St. Mary's
Joe
Cemetery.
Joe the Clown.
If you drive into St. Mary's, you see Joe and Martha's plot, and then if you go around, you'll see the Gypsy Queen.
I walk past them all the time.
Is that where you walk?
That's one of the places I walk, yes.
Okay. Well, that wraps it up for this week. The Weasel Show tomorrow morning, Charlie Honor tomorrow night, and Charlie coming up next with some zoo tickets, Zumbezi Bay, Wilds, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, all kinds of stuff coming up over the next 2 hours. Don't leave your radio schools out, and we're all having a good time. Stay tuned.
Tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a